Gene Moore is an independent producer at WRTI Temple Public Radio in Pennsylvania. She will be speaking with a member of the Shoshone Nation about the history of his people in Nevada, and she will also get his reaction to court challenges to treaties broken by the United States government. Here's Dr. Moore and her guest to tell it just like it is.
Don't be ashamed, let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me.
I'm Jean Moore, coming to you on location from Costa Rica at the meeting of the International Board of Advisors of Radio for Peace International. My guest, a member of that International Board of Advisors, Mala Spotted Eagle Pope of the Western Shoshone Nation. Welcome.
Thank you.
Delighted to have you on the program to talk a bit about you, your family, and some of the many things in which you've been involved and still are involved over the years. Where are the Western Shoshone peoples located?
The Western Shoshone are mainly located in Nevada, but the Shoshone people as a whole covered about five different states.
Five states? How did that come about?
Well, the Western Shoshone is quite a large tribe, and the Shoshone people, when the white people settlers first came through, the Shoshones were in Oregon, Idaho, California, Utah, Nevada, and there are some branches of the Shoshones that actually went into Arizona and New Mexico, too.
So did they move voluntarily, or were they there and then in any way uprooted by the white people as they came?
Well, what happened was that the main Shoshone stronghold was in Oregon, even though that we were through all the rest. And what happened was is that when the first people that came were the Spaniards, and they sent two divisions at two different times up there, and both were beaten, and then the French tried, and they were beaten, and the European Americans tried, and they were beaten. But what happened was that the Shoshone were, at that time, they figured numbered about 500,000. They were one of the largest tribes in the United States. But when the European Americans came through, that they brought a lot of diseases with them that we had no immunity to. And the diseases swept through our people, and over two-thirds of the people were killed off by the diseases. After the diseases, then there were some smaller tribes that we didn't get along with, because we would raid these tribes because they would practice slavery, the Northwest tribes, and we were against it. So we would raid them and take away their slaves and free them. Well, they rose up against us, and we got pushed out of Oregon into Nevada. The white people never beat my people. Now, what happened is when they finally wanted to come into Nevada,